One of the great joys of seeing one of my boys settle into Loughborough University was seeing all the sports facilities there. I'm of the opinion that once you've seen one gym, you've seen them all, and what's the difference between them? But actually, Loughborough University has got some very impressive sports facilities. It's even more impressive when they say Mo Farah was here. This is where he trained, and various other parts of the globe to get altitude benefit and all the rest of it. But I've learned over the years that if you want to follow the best or you want to see how they're doing, some of the best Christian warriors have hymn books by their side. Of course, they got Bibles, you would expect me to say that. But actually, they also look at hymns, things that people sing together. Now, the book of Psalms is Israel's hymn book. So it's in the Bible, but it is like a collection of hymns within the Bible. One of the intriguing things that we're going to reflect on is to see not just our life in the Psalms, but to reflect that actually Jesus Christ read them for himself, and the one we'll see today directly applied to him. But for the bulk of how the book of Psalms were written, it was Israel's songbook. When they went to the synagogue, our form of church, they said the Psalms. The important point is, this is the one for the day, it's said or sung together. Now, there's always a good reason, as I hope you'll do, to read the psalm on your own and pray and think. As you read it, you let the psalm read you. You don't just read it, it reads you. As we'll look today, will I live in the light of this victory that I'm reading about? But people said or sung the psalms together. One of the sure signs that people are drifting away spiritually or not doing the best, we're not all Mo Farahs spiritually, but actually we are meant to live life fully with Christ. And one of the signs that people are often drifting away is that their church attendance drifts off. We all need each other. And if you commit yourself to meeting with other Christians, it's one surefire way of staying in the light of God's victory. This Bible, which is God's book, inspired the book of Psalms, and it was designed to be read together. And as you read together, if one is feeling low, the others that are feeling better will bring them up. Of course, we all need time out. There are occasions for that. But we are all there to help each other. You're either part of the solution, you're there to bring others along, or you're part of the problem. You're not there in order to help bring others along. We have a responsibility to ourselves and to those who meet with us to pray and to praise. Psalm 21, a reflection today on the Lord's victory. Perhaps just before we say this together, thanks Jeremy for this. Clearly this is a psalm written in Israel's history about a king who was doing battles and was victorious. But as Jesus read it, and we read it through his eyes, you can see he could be saying this about his victory. So you'll see he defeats his enemies, the enemies of sin and death. You see God gives him abundant blessings. You see, God is with him. And we need to learn to live in the light of the king's victory. We say this psalm together. O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart and have not withheld the request of his lips. You welcomed him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days for ever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through your unfailing love, Most High, He will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. At the time of your appearing, you will make them a fiery furnace. In his wrath, the Lord will swallow them up, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their prosperity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed, for you will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. I trust something of the Lord's victory and the seed of his mighty strength will be sown into the good soil of each one of our hearts so that we can experience and live in the light of his victory. It's so important to see Christ within our hearts, Christ the hope of glory within our hearts. Jesus comes into our lives. But also the scripture says he doesn't just live in us, we live in him. The scripture says we are in Christ. It's like being in the ocean of his love. One of the most tragic, untimely deaths of a funeral I had to take a number of years ago was for someone who had just published a PhD in church growth in Latin America. His legacy lives on. He was an accomplished and extremely strong swimmer. Except on the day he was far out, the tide took him away to his death. His teenage son could do nothing about it. The whole thing was deeply traumatic. The reason I'm saying that is that there will be currents in this life that potentially could drown you. You'll think to yourself, I'm not winning, this is too strong for me. We need to be swimming, not in our victory, I can get by in my own strength, with little Christ in me, I'm a good Christian person, I'm singing my hymns, I'm saying my prayers. All that's doing is building up your virtue. We need to be in Christ and sharing his victory. For no tide, no personal problem, no perplexity that you are facing can ever, ever be stronger than the tide of Christ's victory that was won once and for all. And the brilliant thing is, when the seed of that victory is sown into our hearts and lives, we live victoriously. When it's not, when it's swallowed up with other things, and we looked at that yesterday, the shine goes off us. We're not as we should. We're not living in the light of his victory. One brilliant way to assume or to keep going in the light of Christ's victory, of which this psalm speaks, is to stay in fellowship with other people. Guard and care for those who might stray, for the currents of this world, the desires of sin, the flesh and the devil will take them away. Stay within the fold, stay within the ocean of Christ's love and his victory, and you'll be kept safe. And you'll live the best life that you can live, now and for the blessing of others. Much more could be said, but live in the light of Christ's victory. If you're conscious of a particular problem or besetting struggle, why not confide in someone this week you trust and ask for the Lord's victory over it? He wants you to be victorious and to share in his victory. Let's have a few moments quiet together, and I'll lead you in a prayer. And then to bring us happily, bang, smack, down to earth, we will have the notices, courtesy of the leader of Holiday Club 2018, which is the 10th anniversary, Mr. Andy Page. And to make him feel really good about himself, you can give him a round of applause and thank him for all he's going to be doing after we've prayed. Let's pray. struggles and defeat in our own lives are no laughing or joking matter, so let's just hold a moment's quiet and pray for victory for ourselves or for those we're praying for. Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen Son of God, we proclaim your victory over all that we're thinking of, over our lives, and say before you and one another that we want to live in the light of your victory and experience your presence day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, feel good time. Let's give Andy some serious love. Yes!
Well, thank you very much.